dinner. Now, what do champagne, Roquefort cheese, and Melton Mowbray pork pies all have in common? Well, you might not want to eat them all at once for one thing, but more importantly, they all enjoy protected geographical status from the European Union. EU countries have fought fierce battles over the coveted protected label, and the latest hostilities are brewing between the Czech Republic and Poland, this time over salami. Rob Cameron has the story.
It was Germany's Otto von Bismarck who once said, "Laws are like sausages. It's better not to see them being made." That phrase springs to mind when reading about the latest salami-fueled struggle between Czechs and Poles. Czech MEP Jan Brzezina has written to the European Commission over a Polish application for traditional speciality status for two of its salamis, Kabanossi and Kielbasa Myśliwska. This being Central Europe, the Czechs make very similar salamis of their own, with virtually identical names. Mr. Brzezina's beef, as it were, is that Poland's application contains errors that could harm the interests of Czech salami producers and confuse Czech salami consumers. He says that in both the Polish and English versions of the Kabanossi application, the term Kabanos is used, which happens to be the Czech word for the same salami made here in the Czech Republic. So, in other words, if the Poles get their way, the only Kabanos sold with the distinctive blue and yellow traditional speciality guaranteed label, even in Czech supermarkets, would have to be made in Poland. As for Kielbasa Myśliwska, the Polish application translates this into Czech as Lovecká klobasa, which is a wholly different and genuinely Czech sausage. The correct Czech translation would be Myśliwecká klobasa. Jan Brzezina is now waiting for clarification from the Commission. If he's proved right, the Czechs can notch up another victory in the protected product stakes. In the wider war for gastronomic supremacy, they seem to have the upper hand. The Czech Republic has won 22 such applications, Poland just 14.
Thank you for this report, Rob. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Radio Prague.